This spiritual ambition and mastery of nature would be fundamental to the creation of Stonehenge.
This is clearly the best view you can ever have of Stonehenge from above. You can see the other parts of the monument, things like the ditch which runs around it, which is from about 3000 BC. It's kind of the beginning of what becomes Stonehenge.
Radiocarbon dating indicates that around 400 years after the ditch was dug, the stone circle was raised. But while experts have a good idea of the order in which Stonehenge was built, the monument's seclusion has never been fully explained.
The usual sense has been that Stonehenge sits in splendid isolation within this broader landscape. It's given rise to the idea that a sacred landscape developed around Stonehenge during the Neolithic, within which very few other activities took place. The work that we've been doing approaches this landscape in a radically different way. The intention is to see it as a seamless survey, not of just what's on the top of the surface, but what is below the surface. In doing this, we're able to put Stonehenge in its landscape context in a much richer, a much more detailed